96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Do you have type 2 diabetes, or are you at risk for it? Well, tomorrow is Diabetes Alert Day. It's a day to learn more about type 2 diabetes and focus on the health practices related to it. Well, tonight, on this Medical Monday, we're taking a closer look at type 2 diabetes. My guest is Dr. Griffin Rogers, director of the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Diseases. Lines are open. If you have a question or a comment about diabetes, type 2 diabetes specifically, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Rogers, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Fisher.
And you can call me Harold.
Okay.
Harold. Mr. Fisher is my dad. He's alive and kicking, so he's just But let's talk about diabetes. What is it that people are missing or not understanding about diabetes? Because we talk about it a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, that's the reason that we're hosting this Diabetes Alert Day. In fact, the American Diabetes Association developed this Alert Day, which is the last Tuesday of each March, as a one-day wake-up call to really raise awareness of among the American public of the issue of type 2 diabetes, that it's a serious disease, it's costly, it's chronic, it's consequential, and it affects so many people. And in partnership with the American Diabetes Association, the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Disease, or NIDDK, is encouraging people to go online, and we set up on our website a diabetes risk test that they can take. And you answer 10 questions. So it's a test. You don't have to study for it. There's no needles involved. Mm-hmm. And it really determines what your risk for diabetes is.
How do you know if you are a diabetic or even before you go to see your doctor and are diagnosed? What are we looking for?
Well, a couple of things with type 2 diabetes. And now we're talking about type 2 diabetes, or what we used to call adult onset when I was in medical school. Type 2 diabetes is a condition that affects certain people at high risk, people who are overweight or obese, people who are over 45 years of age, people who have diabetes in their family and a first-degree relative, a mother, father, brother, or sister. Certain racial and ethnic groups are at high risk, so African Americans, Hispanic and Latinos, Asian Americans, Native Americans, not only Native Americans, but Alaska and Pacific Islanders. Mm-hmm. Women, during the course of pregnancy, about 7 to 9% of them will develop what's called gestational diabetes. And if you're in that category, most often the diabetes goes away after delivery, but a substantial number of them within the next 5 to 10 years could go on to develop diabetes. Mm-hmm. People that have high blood pressure are also at a greater risk of developing diabetes. And so these are the risk factors, and this is the kind of information that if you take this risk assessment test, you enter in this information, it'll ask you some of these questions, and you'll take this number. You can get a score anywhere between a 1 and a 10. The higher the number, the greater your risk of having diabetes. You take this to your doctor the next time you see them, and they will determine whether you need to get a more formal test, a blood test, for diabetes.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Do you know everything you need to know about type 2 diabetes? If you have any questions about type 2 diabetes, if you think perhaps you may be pre-diabetic, and we'll talk more about that as well, give us a call. Dr. Griffin Rogers is here to answer your questions. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tell me more about the test. You said there are 10 questions. What are these questions?
Well, the questions are pretty straightforward. As I mentioned, the people at greater risk are those over the age of 45. And so they'll ask you a question, what is your age? And if you are less than that age, you get a score. If you're greater than that age, you get a slightly higher score. They'll ask you if anyone in your family has ever had diabetes. And if there is a close family member, that gives you a higher score as opposed to not. They'll ask you what your height and weight is, for example. And that height and weight is used to calculate what's called your body mass index, mm-hmm. and that would be an indication based upon your age, whether you are normal weight, whether you're overweight, or whether, in fact, you're obese. And that is graded. That gives you a higher number of score as well. They'll ask you what your racial classification is. Putting all this together, you end up answering these 7 questions that will give you a score anywhere from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. But for physicians and for those patients that are going for testing, what is it that you as a doctor are looking for? Is it a blood test? Because certainly not every overweight person is diabetic.
Absolutely.
Not every person who has high blood pressure is diabetic. And certainly, you know, one of our colleagues here, you know, tall, slim, type 2 diabetic. You can't tell a book by its cover.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, these risk factors and some of the ones that we just enumerated just puts you at higher risk, but it's not absolute. And that's why you want to take this information with you, take the score sheet. Many physicians may not be aware of this test, but they'll quickly be able to interpret it and determine your level of risk and whether a blood test is appropriate. Now, there are basically 2 tests that could be done. Traditionally has been done is actually drawn what's called a fasting blood sugar. So overnight, you don't eat. You arrive at the doctor's office first in the morning. They draw a blood test. And if that blood glucose level exceeds a certain threshold, then after that is repeated to confirm, then you may have a diagnosis of either diabetes or prediabetes. And that's something we can talk about.
Yeah, what's the difference between diabetes and prediabetes?
Yeah, so diabetes is a condition in which both your fasting blood sugar and your 2-hour post-glucose tolerance is elevated.
And what does that mean?
What that means is that you're given a sugar load, somewhere between 50 and 75 grams of sugar to ingest.
Okay.
A very syrupy drink that has a lot of sugar in it. In response to that, your body produces insulin to lower that level. And if you have diabetes, your blood sugar level to begin with, even before you take that test, will be elevated. And your way of clearing that sugar that you've just ingested over a period of 2 hours will be delayed as well. And so after that 2 hours, your level will still be higher.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of prediabetes, your blood sugar is higher than normal, but it's not quite high enough yet to be categorized as having frank diabetes. But unfortunately, you're well on your way there. We know that people who have prediabetes over the succeeding 5 to 10 years have a greater risk of going on to develop diabetes. And just to give you some numbers, in this country, there are currently 29 million Americans with diabetes, but there are 86 million Americans that have prediabetes. So that the number of people with diabetes is just the tip of the iceberg, because under there, you have a large number of people at high risk.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This is our Medical Monday, and we're taking a closer look at type 2 diabetes. Let's talk to Monet, calling from Glendale. Monet, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm interested in finding out how sugar and overconsumption thereof specifically increases one's chances of developing type 2 diabetes. We have young children in my household and who, of course, love stuff that's sweet. And so just interested because sort of, you know, the myth growing up was that if you eat too much sugar, you can get diabetes. Mm-hmm. How true is that?
Well, it's not exactly true. It's really more indirect. Consuming a lot of sugary foods has excessive calories, and if those calories aren't burned, they can contribute to being overweight or obese. And the obesity itself contributes to a stage of insulin resistance, and over time, your body is actually making more insulin. It's just not working as well. But over time, and in certain individuals, that can then transform to type 2 diabetes. You know, all chronic diseases, diabetes is no exception. There is a combination of genetic factors and environmental factors. And Harold, I think you just mentioned they got people who are tall and mm-hmm. thin and looks like they're in good physical shape. How is it that they have diabetes? And someone, you know, they don't fall in the usual sort of picture of what you think a normal, quote, normal patient with type 2 diabetes. They may have a genetic component that uh-huh. so overwhelms the environmental aspects. And when I say environment, I mean how much you're exercising, how much physical activity you're getting rather than being sedentary. Mm-hmm. What kinds of food that you eat and what quantities of food that you're eating.
I want to drill down a little bit more about that. But first of all, Monet, thank you so much for calling. I want to go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about type 2 diabetes. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you're pre-diabetic, if you know someone who is diabetic, if you're concerned about what you're doing, if you're concerned about what they're doing or not doing for better health, give us a call. Again, 202-319-7810. Oh, by the way, what is the website to find that test?
The website is nidk.nih.gov, and all your listeners have to do is type in diabetes risk test under the search engine, and that'll pop it up very quickly.
Well, as always, we'll make sure that information is on WHUR.com after the program tonight so that you'll have an opportunity to take that test and check out your risks. Quickly, James, calling from Northeast, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Yes,
hello?
Go right ahead.
Oh, hi. How you doing? I wanted to know what types of foods that people can eat who may be pre-diabetic, because from my understanding, eating oatmeal, cutting out bread and starches is some of the things you can do.
Okay. Go ahead, Doc.
That's a very good question. And in fact, if you have diabetes, generally your doctor will get you connected with a registered diabetes educator or a dietitian. And there are particular types of eating plans. I don't want to call it a diet because a diet implies something that you're going to do for a short term. You reach a goal and then you just go back to what you were doing before. A sensible eating plan, these dietitians can give you more advice on that, will sort of look at the total amount of calories that you would be it's wise to take in over a period of time. But for people who are either normal but they have a risk because of family members or if they have prediabetes, we generally recommend that they fill their plate with half of that being fruits and vegetables. And I think, you know, you made an important point. Oatmeal is something that is you want to have foods like that in at least one quarter of your plate. Whole grain foods.
Doctor, let me stop you right there because I've got to take a break and I want to drill down again. We want to talk more about that. Also, I have questions about the pregnancy piece that you mentioned. Before we go to a break, for those of you interested in taking that test, you can find it online at nidk.nih.gov. That's nidk.nih.gov. And what did you say you need to type in there, Doc?
You type in a search engine, diabetes risk test.
Diabetes risk test. And, of course, that will be on WHUR.com later on this evening. Stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're answering your questions about type 2 diabetes tonight. Give us a call. Lines are open. We're going to talk to Vincent in College Park, Kim in Lorton, Virginia. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your calls in just a few seconds. Stay with us.